Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So this morning, I'm going to read actually only part of a homily from St. Ephrem the Syrian on the Incarnation. And this homily was delivered perhaps in about 370 A.D., which makes it a very long time ago. The divinely revealed historical facts bear witness to the incarnation of God in the person of Jesus Christ. His divine acts of preaching, teaching, and healing confirm that Jesus Christ is true God, and his sufferings show that he is true man. Let us now consider the facts as they have been made known to us by the Holy Spirit. If he was not flesh, why was Mary introduced at all? And if he was not God, whom was Gabriel calling Lord? If he was not flesh, who was lying in the manger? And if he was not God, whom did the angels come down and glorify? If he was not flesh, who was wrapped in swaddling clothes? And if he was not God, whom did the shepherds worship? If he was not flesh, whom did Joseph circumcise? And if he was not God, in whose honor did the star speed through the heavens? If he was not flesh, whom did Mary suckle? And if he was not God, to whom did the Magi offer gifts? If he was not flesh, whom did Simeon carry in his arms? And if he was not God, to whom did he say, now let me depart in peace? If he was not flesh, whom did Joseph gather up and make flight into Egypt? And if he was not God, in whom were the words fulfilled? Out of Egypt I have called my son. If he was not flesh, whom did John baptize? And if he was not God, to whom did the Father from heaven say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased? If he was not flesh, who fasted and hungered in the desert? And if he was not God, whom did the angels come down and serve? If he was not flesh, who was invited to the wedding in Cana of Galilee? And if he was not God, who turned the water into wine? If he was not flesh, into whose hands were the five loaves given? And if he was not God, who satisfied from five loaves and two fishes the crowds of thousands in the desert, not counting women and children? If he was not flesh, who fell asleep in the boat? And if he was not God, who rebuked the winds and the sea? If he was not flesh, who wore human garments? And if he was not God, who did acts of power and wonders? If he was not flesh, who wept at Lazarus's grave? And if he was not God, who by his command raised one who was 4 days dead? If he was not flesh, who sat on the foal of an ass? And if he was not God, whom did the crowds go out to meet with glory? If he was not flesh, who received spitting on his face? And if he was not God, who breathed the Holy Spirit upon the faces of the holy apostles? If he was not flesh, who stood before Pilate at the judgment seat? And if he was not God, who made Pilate's wife afraid by a dream? If he was not flesh, Whose garments did the soldiers strip off and divide? And if he was not God, how was the sun darkened at the cross? If he was not flesh, who was hung on the cross? And if he was not God, who shook the earth from its foundations? If he was not flesh, whose hands and feet were transfixed by nails? And if he was not God, how was the veil of the temple rent, the rocks broken, and the graves opened? If he was not flesh, who cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? And if he was not God, who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If he was not flesh, whose side did the lance pierce, and of which blood and water came forth, and if he was not God, who smashed the gates of hell and tore apart its bonds, and at whose command did the imprisoned dead come forth to visit their relatives? If he was not flesh, whom did the apostles and angels see as he ascended and was taken up into the heavens? And if he was not God, to whom was heaven opened? Whom did the angelic powers worship and fear? And whom did the Father invite to sit down at my right hand? As David said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. At this point, St. Ephrem then quotes John the Evangelist. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing that was made, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The same is born in the last times from a daughter of man, without a father, from Mary the Virgin as God incarnate, bearing flesh from her and becoming man, which he was not, while remaining God, which he was, that he might save the world. And he is the Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten from the Father, and only begotten from a mother. I confess the Lord Jesus Christ to be perfect God and perfect man, acknowledging the two natures united hypostatically or in person, indivisible, unconfused, unchangeable, having put on flesh that is animated by a rational, intelligent soul, in all things becoming mortal like us, sin alone excepted. He is both earthly and heavenly, temporal and eternal, with beginning and yet beginningless, timeless and subject to time, created and uncreated, passable and impassable, God and man, perfect in both, one in two, and two in one. There is one person of the Father, one person of the Son, one person of the Holy Spirit, one Godhead, one power, one kingship in three persons. So we glorify the holy unity in Trinity and the holy Trinity in unity. In this the Father cried out, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen ye to him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and